A lot of small towns in rural areas rely on man-made lakes for their water supply. Usually the watershed includes a large area of farmland. Stormwater washes soil and farm chemicals from the land, and that's where the trouble can begin. According to the U.S. EPA, the most widely used herbicide on corn and sorghum fields is atrazine. In the U.S., in a year, as much as 55 million pounds of atrazine has been used on 44 million acres. One small town in central Illinois found atrazine levels in its water were nearly three times higher than EPA limits. Harold Brim has been the city of Whitehall's mayor since 1990.
We had to start sending out notices to all the people. Well, all the people got alarmed. There was nothing dangerous about drinking it, but everybody got scared up, and I don't blame them for that.
Whitehall residents were concerned the weed killer in their drinking water might cause health problems. The mayor and the city council weren't sure what to do about it. While city officials were trying to figure out their options, farmers took matters into their own hands. Ken Harms is the County Farm Bureau manager. He says local farmers called for a meeting. Harms remembers not expecting too much.
We didn't really think that we could get a group of farmers together and get them to do the same thing and restrict the use of atrazine. Farmers are awful independent. They do their own thing.
The farmers needed maps of the watershed, so they called the local Soil and Water Conservation Office. Terry Walters is the office resource conservationist. He remembers rolling up the maps and taking them to the Farm Bureau meeting.
We were going in figuring it's just going to be another meeting where everyone gets together. No one really comes up with a solution or an answer.
When he got there, Walters was surprised to see nearly every farmer in the watershed showed up. They faced a tough decision. Atrazine not only did a good job of killing weeds, it was cheaper than other chemicals. Many farms operate on a thin margin of profit. Switching to other chemicals would cost the farmers. But Terry Walters says they decided on their own that they had a responsibility to their neighbors.
At the end, the fellows involved kind of looked at each other and they said, well, I only see one alternative, and that's for us just to quit using it in there. If we're causing a problem, we just won't use it. And at that point, I was totally shocked. And that was it. I mean, it was just that simple.
Farm Bureau Manager Ken Harms says it was an unusual step for the farmers. Many times farmers feel antagonism toward government restrictions and environmentalists. But in this case, no one was pressuring them. Harms says this was just neighbors helping neighbors.
Didn't want to be somebody to say they ruined a water supply. So they decided to go with the feelings of the majority there to me that day.
The action of the Whitehall farmers was unprecedented. Whitehall Mayor Harold Brim went to the meeting and was caught off guard.
We didn't expect that. We really didn't, because ordinarily you'd have some of them would say, to heck with it. It don't affect us, you know. But every farmer there agreed not to use it. They signed a letter saying they would not use it. The atrazine problem went down.
The atrazine level in the Whitehall Reservoir gradually tapered off over the next year and fell to levels the EPA considers safe. In the coming years, the reservoir became less important because Whitehall started getting its water from deep wells, but the reservoir is still a backup water supply. Farms have changed hands in the subsequent years, but new owners still abide by the farmers' agreement not to use atrazine. Mayor Brim says the Whitehall example should be a model. But few other communities have found that kind of consensus. Nearly a decade later, Whitehall, Illinois, remains one of the only places in the nation where farmers took complete responsibility for their pesticide runoff and did it on their own. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.